Class 6, subject geography, chapter 2, landforms. Now, what are landforms? Landforms are natural features of the land. Say, for example, mountains, plateaus, valleys, and plains. The surface of the earth is constantly changing due to internal and external processes. What are these processes? The external processes are also known as exogenic processes or forces. The exogenic forces originate from the atmosphere. These are continuously engaged in changing or rather leveling the surface of the earth. The agents which do these changes are river, wind, glacier and seaways. They are responsible for changing the landform through the processes of gradation, degradation, aggradation and weathering. Now let us understand these terms one by one. What is gradation? It means leveling of the land surface. What is degradation? It is lowering of the land surface. What is aggradation? It is increasing the height or the elevation of the land surface. And what is weathering? Weathering is wear and tearing of the surface of the land and leveling it into something which is different from what is already present on the surface of the earth. Next, we will understand what are endogenic forces. The forces which are coming from within the earth or taking place in the interior of the earth are called endogenic forces. These forces are either mountain building forces or they are causing volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. Therefore, they are also known as earth movements. Now let us find out the different types of landforms which are present on the surface of the earth and study them in detail. The landforms are divided into three main categories: mountains, plateaus and plains. The mountain is a mass of land considerably higher than the surrounding area. Say for example the Himalayas. All the mountains do not look same. Some of them are very tall and have pointed peaks. Such mountains are called young fold mountains, whereas some are little lower and have rounded peaks. They are called old fold mountains. In India, Himalaya is an example of young fold mountain and Aravalli range is an example of old fold mountains. Mountains are important in different ways. They affect the climate of an area. They provide water and food. They are the major source of timber and they also provide habitat to millions of birds and animals. Now let us understand the formation of mountains. Mountains are formed by two processes, folding and faulting. Folding is the process that produces folds or bends in the rocks due to compressional force. Faulting is the process which leads to cracking, breaking or fracturing of the rock due to tensile forces or stretching of the rocks. For example, Himalayas are formed due to folding of the sediments which took place when the Indian plate collided with the Eurasian plate. Whereas faulting results in the formation of block mountains. They are formed due to tensile and compressive forces. If you look at the picture in page 26, you will see that due to formation of parallel cracks, a portion of the earth's surface has subsided or gone down, forming a valley which is called graben, and a portion of the earth's surface has uplifted or gone up to form a block mountain which is called a horse.